This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The White House is highlighting the harm Americans will feel if the government shuts down this weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There are real consequences to real people in a real way.
For starters, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack points to the Women, Infants, Children program that provides access to nutritional benefits.
That impacts and affects over 50% of all the newborns in this country.
And they could lose those benefits within days of a shutdown starting. Then there are farmers who might lose access to help getting crops to market and loans.
It puts at risk the small and mid-sized farming operation.
Vilsack says it all creates tremendous stress.
For what reason? There's no reason for this shutdown.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian drone and missile strike near Odessa damaged infrastructure, a grain silo, and an abandoned hotel and injured at least one person. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Ukraine's emergency service shares a video showing firefighters trying to extinguish the fire following the drone strike. Ukraine's Air Force reported downing all Russian drones launched overnight, but one of the 12 missiles and two P-800 Onyx cruise missiles apparently made it past air defences. Meanwhile, a senior Russian naval officer that Ukraine on Monday had claimed to have killed in a missile strike was seen attending an online conference. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Egyptian authorities have detained at least 73 campaign volunteers for a challenger to incumbent President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in the December election, a rights group said Tuesday. The supporters face a variety of charges, including joining a terrorist group and spreading fake news. This is VOA News. Armenian families jammed roads to flee homes in the defeated breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, while the United States called on Azerbaijan to protect civilians and let in aid. The Armenians of Karabakh, which is part of Azerbaijan that has been beyond Baku's control since the dissolution of the Soviet Union, well, those Armenians began fleeing this week after their forces were routed in an operation by Azerbaijan's military. The Philippines vowed on Tuesday not to back down in the face of a Chinese effort to block its fishermen from a fiercely contested shoal in the South China Sea, while Beijing warned the Southeast Asian nation not to provoke and cause trouble. Researchers say they have verified 1,329 deaths from hunger in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region since a ceasefire ended a two-year conflict there in November. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The study by local health authorities and the university in the regional capital found that hunger is now the main cause of death in Tigray, accounting for more than 68% of deaths investigated by the researchers. The total number of hunger deaths is almost certainly far higher than the sampling shows. One factor is the suspension of food aid by the United States and United Nations after the discovery in March of a huge scheme to steal humanitarian grain. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden walks the picket line with striking U.S. auto workers in the state of Michigan one day before former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to go there. And the second Republican presidential debate is slated for Wednesday. Frontrunner Trump won't participate. The Powerball jackpot in the U.S. climbs to an estimated $835 million after no one beat the odds to win the top prize Monday night. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Powerball tickets continue selling with players' high hopes about winning. There have been 29 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner dating back to July 19th when a player in California won just over $1 billion. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. The new jackpot is one of the largest in the world, behind grand prizes in the Powerball and Mega Millions that all topped $1 billion. The next Powerball drawing is Wednesday night. Good luck. I'm Julie Walker.
For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. You can also follow us on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.